Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Delegated Planning Committee hearing to hear application number PA1945120 relating to 89 Challis Street in Newport. I'm Councillor Peter Hempel. I'm the chair of tonight's meeting, and on my left is Councillor Daria Callender, and further to my left, Councillor Matt Tyler. We also have here on my right the Urban Planning Manager, Zartha Vatslakis, and our Planning Officer, Harry Bell. Councillors, I will start by, there are no apologies because we're all here, a disclosure of interests. Are there any disclosure of interests? None, and none for me as well. People are probably familiar with the process, but we usually hear from our officers on this planning application. Then we hear from objectors, and no one has indicated that they're here to object. And then we hear from the applicant. And can I ask whoever's wants to speak to take a seat around the table there? And I will just point out when it comes time to speak, you just push the button in front of the microphone there and it'll show up as red, and then you can speak and it'll be picked up. We're here to discuss the proposal on the merits of the construction of six dwellings on a lot and a reduction in the statutory car parking provisions. I'll hand over to Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Councillor Hemphill. Planning application PA1945120 proposes the construction of six dwellings at 89 Challis Street, Newport, with a reduction of the statutory car parking provisions through the waiver of one visitor car parking space. The application was received by Council on the 19th of November 2019 and advertised on the 25th of May 2020. As a result of the notification process, Council received 14 objections, with the main concerns relating to car parking and traffic, off-site amenity impacts including increased noise and overshadowing, on-site amenity impacts including perceived size deficiencies, impacts on neighbourhood character, and impacts on existing infrastructure. The application is currently subject to proceedings with the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal after the applicant lodged an appeal of the Council's failure to determine the application within the prescribed timeframe. Before Council was notified of the appeal by the Tribunal, a notice of decision to refuse to grant a permit was issued by Council officers on the 13th of November 2020. The grounds of refusal broadly surrounded neighbourhood character inconsistencies, operability of the vehicle access arrangement and consequential impacts on the mandatory garden area provisions, unacceptable levels of overshadowing to adjoining properties, a poor sense of address for dwellings 2 to 6, and the inappropriate location of shared green enclosures. Two tribunal compulsory conferences were undertaken on the 25th and the 31st of March, and it is noted that there were three objectors who lodged statement of grounds, with two of them nominating not to participate in hearings, and the third being struck out by the tribunal's order. At the compulsory conferences, council officers outlined their concerns with the proposal, and the applicant identified possible resolutions. This resulted in the application plans being amended to see such notable changes as the shared bin enclosure being removed from the front setback and positioned adjacent to the northern wall of dwelling one. Various internal changes and a reduction in the upper level of dwelling six, therefore reducing overshadowing to adjoining properties. Skillion roof forms have been deleted and replaced with pitched and gabled elements for dwellings 1 to 5 and a concealed flat roof for dwelling 6. The porches to dwellings 2 to 5 have been increased in width, and at the southern elevation, setbacks of some upper level walls have been increased and a recessed area has been created at dwelling 3. In light of these substituted plans, council officers have thoroughly reassessed the application against the grounds of refusal, and through this reassessment it has been found that the grounds of refusal have now been satisfied, with any remaining concerns able to be addressed by permit conditions. Beyond the satisfactory resolution of the grounds of refusal, notable considerations which find the application suitable for approval include the site enjoying good access to existing services and infrastructure, the proposed density levels supporting a diversification of the surrounding housing stock, the site's unique parkland interface allowing for a transition in the scale of development, the proposal borrowing numerous design elements from the existing housing stock, the proposal achieving all res code objectives of Clause 55, and finally, the proposed car parking reduction being appropriate with regard to alternative access options, such as public and active transport, and given a strong level of accordance with policy objectives which seek to reduce car-based traffic. For these reasons, it is recommended that the Delegated Planning Committee consent to an agreement which requests the Tribunal issue a consent order allowing a permit to be issued consistent with the preamble and conditions outlined in the draft permit at Appendix 2 of this evening's agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Bell. Are there any questions of Mr. Bell? No questions. Mr. Bell, I might just ask, do we know if there are any other blocks in this area that would have this many units on it? This sort of density?
In the immediate vicinity, probably not to this extent. It would be a new housing typology to the immediate area. There are some other blocks within the Newport area, within surrounding blocks from this site. For instance, I think there are some where across two blocks have constructed six or so dwellings. In those instances, it would be a different type of topology. They're probably larger townhouses, possibly more three or four bedrooms, whereas the current proposal, all six dwellings, would be two bedrooms.
Thank you. Okay. If there are no more questions, then we will move on to, we'd normally move on to objectors. We note that no objectors have registered to be here tonight, but we note that there are objections. In fact, we did receive one today from a lady who was disabled and couldn't physically attend. But we note those objections. And so we now move on to the applicant's representative. And if you wouldn't mind, for the record, stating your name and then presenting.
Do you want to switch on?
It must be a faulty one. Might have to move to There we go.
Good evening, councillors and council officers. My name is Hugh Gerard from Blossom Town Planning, and obviously I'm here representing the Herbert Applegate tonight in this matter. And obviously is also in support of the council officer's recommendation. In terms of this, as Harry and Mr. Bell set out, there's been a fair process to the application, and we like to think we've worked with council both during and post lodgement of the appeal to reach a satisfactory outcome. I think that's reflected in the fact that there have been two compulsory conferences scheduled for this matter, which is slightly unusual. And during those compulsory conferences, we undertook to amend the plans to address council officers' concerns and the reasons for refusals. As you'll have seen from the council officers' report, the development is compliant with all the objectives RESCO and all of the standards of RESCO bar one minor variation, which is to standard B21, which is the overshadowing of the private open space. As detailed in Mr. Bell's report, council officer report, that extent of overshadowing is very minor and is limited to just at 10 a.m. and no other times of the day, and is in the area of the adjoining properties, which is not what you would describe as the main secluded private open space area, for instance, that has less than a width of 3 metres in these particular areas. As also has been articulated in the report, the proposal through these amended plans that were circulated during the compulsory conference has been now accords with preferred future character outcomes, which are espoused under Council's neighbourhood character policy through Precinct 5 for Newport. The one, I guess, area where we are seeking variations in relation to car parking, and that is with respect to one visitor car space. So each of the dwellings is provided with the requisite number of resident car spaces, but there is a variation of one car space. In that regard, we note that not only did the consulting traffic engineers support that variation, but council's own traffic engineers supported it, as well as council's planning staff, based on the existing site conditions of the road network, road conditions, and the surrounds, as well as planning policy. In our opinion, I'm going to keep this relatively brief, in our opinion this is an appropriate development in regard to the Hobson's Bay planning scheme, and particularly with respect to the site's unique location with an interface to a public reserve. The reverse housing typology that's proposed is specifically designed because of that reserve interface, and as you'll see from the plans, it allows for that first floor living areas and balconies which take advantage of views over that parkland. So it is site-specific design response. If I can take you to that question of density that was posed before, in our view, the density per se is not necessarily the main question. It's whether the built form character response is appropriate. And in that regard, we note that within the immediate area, there are a number of properties which have a built form of a similar depth down the property. And we think that is the extent of built form is in keeping with the character of the area. And again, I'd also highlight the unique nature of this property being directly interfacing with the reserve. So, in our opinion, and I think shared by the council officers, the amended plans that are before you have been altered sufficiently to address all the grounds of refusal, and have either addressed the objections that were made originally to the proposal, with the remaining objections either not relevant to this matter from a planning perspective, or found not to be material, i.e. car parking reduction. And then lastly, just on a professional level, I'd like to thank the council officers for their assistance in this application. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gerard. Councillors, any questions? Councillor Tyler?
Thanks, Mr. Gerard. Thanks for your presentation. Given the concerns about neighbourhood character overshadowing and then having car parking, have you given any consideration to decreasing the number of dwellings on the site?
In our view, a decrease in the number of dwellings isn't warranted based on the site's location and planning policy. As I've obviously mentioned, the site's location being a budding reserve, but as highlighted through the council officer report, it's also within proximity to commercial facilities, public transport, and educational facilities. in our view, there's strong planning policy support for reduction in car parking, and I think the council officer report highlights one particular case. In particular, that was decided by VCAT, which talks about the need to shift away from providing car parking, which is not necessarily required. And in that instance, again, we rely on the fact that our consulting traffic engineers, as well as the council's traffic engineers, have both said that the car parking reduction proposed is acceptable.
Any other questions? Can I ask what market you're aiming at for this particular property?
It's probably going to go a bit beyond what I can tell you as a town planner, but obviously when you're looking at the plans, they're two bedroom dwellings with that reverse aspect, so you're not looking at sort of a large family or anything like that. But in terms of the actual unique, who's actually going to own them, it could be anyone from single couples to, you'd expect, single persons to couple with a single child.
So the owners, the new owners of this property, they didn't specify what they're aiming at when you drafted up the plans?
In terms of my involvement, I haven't had those discussions, no. And to be fair, it's not typically a town planning consideration in terms of who the end market will be.
Well, did they say to you, we just want to get the maximum number of units on the place?
I'll say from my involvement, I've been only been involved since the VCAT appeal has been lodged, so I can't talk for what happened perhaps 6-10 months earlier. But obviously, the town planning consultant has a different role to the architect themselves.
Yeah.
So I can't actually answer that question, I'm afraid.
Given that, if you look at the plans, I think nearly every bedroom is 3 metres by 3 metres. That's a very small bedroom. If you were, and I noticed that nearly every bedroom you've got a double bed in there. You would have to agree that that's pretty small especially to have two bedrooms of the same size and of that same small size for a unit, for units like that. Normally you would have at least one bigger size, you know, maybe 4 by 4 metres and a 3 by 3, wouldn't you agree? You've probably done lots of plans.
I certainly won't disagree with you that you get a whole heap of bedroom sizes. I think the bedroom sizes range from 3x3, as you said, to 3x3.3, and that is a standard that would be accepted by the planning centre when you're looking at, say, an apartment development through Clause 58 of the Better Apartment Design Standards. That would be appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One last chance. Any more questions, councillors? Okay, I seek a motion that we, under section 49(2)(e) of the Act, that we adjourn. You would have to move it, Councillor.
Happy to move it.
Second,
sorry.
I'll just put that to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. We'll now adjourn for a few minutes, I think, to discuss this. We'll be back soon. Thank you. you, councillors. I'll seek a motion that we move back into meeting.
Happy to move that. Councillor Hempel?
Happy to second.
Let's move Councillor Callender, seconded by Ms. Councillor Tyler. I'll just put that to the vote. All those in favour? Against? Okay, so we're now back in camera. As you can tell, we've had been away a little bit and had quite a bit of discussion about the merits of the case, one way and the other. So I seek a motion.
Thanks, Chair. I'd like to move a motion that Council refuse the application on the basis that it goes against neighbourhood character. There's evidence of overdevelopment at the site, and the fact that overshadowing of the site remains.
Seek a seconder.
Happy to second, Councillor Hinton.
Thank you. Councillor Tyler, would you like to speak to the motion?
Happy to, Chair. I'll be brief. We've heard this evening on the grounds of neighbourhood character that there's no similar developments in that neck of the woods. There's a number of indicators that suggest overdevelopment at the site. Bedrooms that meet only the various minimum standards. The fact that private space meets only the various minimum standards. Garages, only the various minimum standards. And the fact that similar lots in that neck of the woods have three or perhaps four houses on them, comparing this to six houses. And then, as I shared in the motion, overshadowing still remains at the site, which is the overall concern.
Okay. Councillor Callender, will you speak to the motion?
Thanks, Councillor Hempel. While it technically...
Please speak into the microphone.
Sorry, while it technically may comply, I've personally never seen anything like this in the normal Newport residential streets. And as somebody who was born and raised there, I find that a little bit concerning, to be quite honest. Nothing more to add, Councillor Hempel.
Thank you. And if I may... just add some comments. I support my colleagues. I think the fact that this doesn't provide enough visitor car parking is probably indicative that the site has been crammed. And having lived in the neighbourhood for probably about 30 odd years, I too have not seen a development on a housing block of this size, with so many units on it, and as Councillor Tyler points out, there are lots of indicators that, while technically they comply, that doesn't really pass the pub test as far as the Council's concerned, is with the number of units on the site. So, and I think also, as in our report, probably a better planning outcome would have to put the driveway on the south side of the block and reverse it around. So I think there needs to be more thought put into this particular development. Without much more ado, I shall put that to the vote. All those in favour? The motion is carried unanimously. I'd like to obviously remind the applicants that they have the right to take it to another forum, meaning VCAT. But I hope that before they did so, that they might address some of the issues that the councillors have raised, particularly in relation to the number of units on the site, and maybe come up with a better outcome for that particular site. Thank you. The meeting is now closed. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, you can come back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, sounds good.